I'd like to share a recent experience where I strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes. Not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that. Actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera. Hear something weird or something like that.
The American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, John Zaffis, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Nalbarski, Dale Kazmarek, Stephen LeChant, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
Thank you. Sarah Hope Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium. Where is the Lauren house?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder, and it was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see, and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we knew where we were going, and a rope, so we could tie it around so we don't get taken away by the spirit. So that was me.
Isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Para Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org. You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Can I throw a couple of announcements out there, Doug?
Yeah,
let's do it.
No. I vote no.
Okay.
Has it ever mattered before?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Doug might want.
Yes, let's talk about MFPS, shall we?
I have no vote here, so.
Yes, you do.
Well, okay,
you got a mic.
We can mention that one. February 9th this year, next month. A couple weeks from now, actually.
Yes, it is.
My old band is getting back together to help out one of the members of my old band, Mr. Rabbit Killer, who had a really bad car accident back in September of last year. And he's still recovering, but he, you know, as a lot of people know Rabbit, he wears hearing aids. He's been deaf his whole life, and it's destroyed his hearing aids. It's just blew him apart, right? And that's what the big thing with the show is. We're trying to raise enough money for him to buy brand new hearing aids for himself. That's specifically what's going to happen now. Show's going to be at Pub 1281 in Mount Clemens. It's right on, it's like actually Clinton Township on the border, Clinton Township and Mount Clemens there. Right on Gratiot Avenue, if for the people who are local here. I believe there's a website, pub1281.com. You can check that out. We're going to be playing. It's going to be MFPS. I think the TJ Hookers are going to be playing, too. I don't know if you guys know who the TJ Hookers
that'll
are.
That'll be. I do. That'll be exciting.
That's Fat Jesus, my old roommate. We all know Fat Jesus.
And James.
He's been on the show a few times. And James from MFPS. We actually had a chance to see these guys Friday night. We went out. We went down to a place called Clem's Poorhouse, which is, like, really close to the winery here. And these guys were belting out one hit after another. And just having a great time. And these guys, it's like it's an acoustic show, you know, but they kind of throw their own spin on it. And of course, there's dick jokes flying everywhere, because that's our thing with that thing. So we're throwing them all back and forth on the stage. It was a really great time, so I think they're going to be playing a couple songs before MFPS comes on. So it should be a really cool show. The cover's only $5. $5, and we're maybe asking if you want to kick in another $5 or whatever you can afford, just into a little pot we'll have there, just for Rabbit. Every penny, again, I stress this again, every penny's going to Rabbit. There isn't gonna, you know, there. This isn't like a foundation or something. I mean, it's simply get the money and give it to Rabbit so that we can help him out. I think, did I thank Scott Kern yet?
Not that I know.
Well, a couple weeks ago,
think you did the night when I announced it live.
Well, yeah.
There.
Well,
that's true.
Well, he actually emailed me. He's like, I noticed the check hasn't been cashed yet. What's going on, Scott? And I'm like, I have the check still. It's going to be getting to Rabbit, Scott. But thank you again. He sent us $100.
Oh my God!
Sent a check to the PO box for $100 to help out Rabbit. I just haven't had a chance to get that to Rabbit yet, but I'm going to give it to him. Don't worry, Scott. It's not been spent yet. I'm drugs, stuff like that. But that's what the show is all about. Come on and check it out. It's February 9th, Saturday, February 9th, at Pub 1281 in Mount Clemens for all you local people. It should be pretty cool.
And we'll all be there. If you ever wanted to stalk Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, Ghostly Talk sponsoring this event.
This is a great opportunity to do it.
But they, you know, we got one. Here's a little bit of news on this thing, too. Our guitar player, Keith, he's walking into his apartment like, Wednesday night. After we rehearsed on Wednesday night, fell and broke his pinky finger on his left hand.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're still doing the show, and he's feeling better, but he's got his pinky finger in a stent right now. or a, what do you call it? Is it a stent or whatever? What do you call it?
I don't know.
Tom, come on, you know this. You know that. What you put? What is it?
It's a splint.
A splint. A stent's for your heart. What's wrong with you? My God.
And I saw the X-rays, and it was definitely broken.
He took a picture of his finger actually before they put it in this. What is it again?
The splint.
It was sick. He had it on his camera phone. He's like, here, check this out. We're like, oh! Like, it's like he was like totally like bent over. It was just totally broken off almost. But he's going to play. It's his left hand, too. That's a fretting hand, too. So we're going to rehearse tomorrow night. We're doing our rehearsals and stuff, so we're still going to be doing the show. He should be okay. But that's, yeah, figured you want to hear about that one.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious, yeah, very, very sad at the same time. But, yeah, come on out. Check that out. February 9th, Pub 1281.
I know I'll be there.
I will be, too.
ORVP4.
Oh, yes.
This is going on still. We want to see people submitting things. I haven't checked in with Vance on this in the last couple of weeks. I had to drop my phone call. But I hope you guys are doing your session work. I am yet to do mine. I have to do mine.
I didn't do mine yet either, but Open Remote Viewing Project.
Yeah.
The fourth one. You do your session work. There's info up if you go to ghostlytalk.com and click on the Open Remote Viewing Projects. It's in a box over on the left in the middle of the page.
Yeah, yeah.
And read through the material. Give it a try. Whether you're never tried remote viewing, didn't know whether you could do it or not, or if you're an advanced remote viewer or whatever, it's a great project to get some practice in.
Yeah.
And have some fun with, and hopefully it'll add to some evidence. And
yeah, definitely help us out with that. The ORVP for... And again, it's on the Ghostly Talk website, left side in the, under the Projects tab. You'll see an ORVP4 link. Hit that. It'll give you all the instructions and stuff you need to do your very own remote viewing project. It should be very cool. We're looking forward to that, too. We got to mention this, too, Doug.
Yes.
No show next week.
That's
Why
true.
Is that, Doug?
It's the Super Bowl.
I'm kidding.
I guess we've made a habit out of this finally now that, and I keep forgetting every year when I'm doing scheduling, and I always have to go back and go, I'm sorry, can't, you know, didn't know, I forgot it was Super Bowl Sunday. I don't really follow football too much, but Doug follows the Super Bowl. So we're not going to be broadcasting next week.
Correct. I'm physically going to be in Dallas, Texas, so...
Uh-huh.
So, no, I'm not doing a show remote from Dallas.
But
it's
not
going to happen.
We're definitely just going to be out. We're just going to take the week off. We'll be back, though, in fine form. That would be the 10th of February.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be, Sounds we'll be good. Back February 10th. So sorry about that, but Super Bowl, what are you going to do? You know, we've made a thing out of that now where we just don't broadcast.
Well, I can't tell you how many times we did the show on Super Bowl Sunday.
We did a couple years, yeah.
And
we did.
It's finally I put the kibosh on that.
Yep.
I said, no more of that.
No show next Sunday, though, just so you guys know what's going on. Now, Doug, I'm turning the floor over to you.
Well, I don't know.
This is frightening.
There's a huge series of coincidences and things like that that went on. But last night I went out and I visited with a new friend, mm-hmm. John, and his girlfriend from Lansing, and Lori, and we hung out. We went to this little Irish pub kind of thing downtown.
Yeah.
And they played... Evidently, there's this website where you fill in, like, the name of a band or a song that you like, and it will generate a station, a whole station around what you've typed in, and just play music that's, like, musically related to or musically similar to your favorite band or song.
Yeah.
And it's really totally freaky. Because I thought it was like 80s dance pop and metal, or not metal, but rock, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like hair band rock. I thought it was, that was like the station's genre, right?
Yeah.
And I had to go up to the bartender and I said, I need to know who made this mixtape because this is absolutely insane, right?
Yeah.
They had played a song that I've been listening to over and over and over again for a long time, and it's not a popular song.
Yeah.
And it's not one of the most well-known songs by that band.
That's shocking from you, Doug.
I know, because I'm always, like, right there in the top 40s, mm-hmm. and only the top 40s is all I'd listen to.
But I know.
No, this is... Yeah, I know, it's a little sarcasm, but it...
A little.
But it's... So they played this song. This one song that was just absolutely insane. It wasn't, you know, 80s pop. It wasn't 80s hair band either. But this one song they played, and it drove me up a wall. Because, of course, it's an addictive song. It gets in your head. And it's illegal for us to play it, so I want to play it right now.
Manamana.
Thank you.
Manamana. Manamana.
So we're totally, like, breaking the law right now.
Oh, yeah. Manamana. This is it.
So I should turn it up louder then. Stereo, too. Wow.
Yes, it is. I'll explain it.
This doesn't do it justice. You have to see it, though, too.
Oh, the video is insane.
It's a solo. Throw down.
I really wish people could see us right now. We have requests from the chat to please make it stop.
No. He's in a solo.
Repeat. Yeah.
I always sing like that.
Didn't somebody didn't what that like one moron his name?
Jim Henson.
No. Somebody cover this song.
Prince.
No, it's crazy. Chat room, let me know who covered this song. This is where it kicks in.
Brown.
That was perfect. That was perfect. I love it.
All right, I gotta ask you this, Doug.
Yes. Why did I direct us to break?
And I don't think we're supposed to play the whole thing.
We're not.
They couldn't hear it over the phone lines for some reason.
They're not gonna hear it over the phone lines.
Don't get to hear it, phone line people. I'm sorry.
You got to hear all the vocal stuff we were doing over it.
Yes. Oh, that had to be hilarious because they heard just us going bitty bitty. Okay.
Hail Satan and all that stuff.
You can't get that song legally. I joined Rhapsody and
yeah.
I converted all of my songs on my iPod that I had downloaded over decades and decades over to legal downloads.
Mm-hmm.
And that song got in my head, right?
Uh-huh.
And I went looking for it on Rhapsody. Can't get it. So I went looking for it on Amazon. I figured I'll just buy it off of Amazon. Can't get it. You just can't, you know, the MP3 section of Amazon. Can't get it. You cannot get that song, just that song. You have to buy the whole album of, I don't even know what album it's on. I'm sure there's a Muppets 25th anniversary
album or something. Muppets Destroy New York or whatever, I don't know.
And, but you simply cannot get that song.
Why not?
The only way to get it is to do exactly what I did,
mm-hmm.
and that would be to go and illegally download it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I'm putting it on my iPod.
You rebel, you dog.
Yes, I am. I who am very extremely pro independent music, very pro independent movies and independent everything. I'm also pro, legal stuff.
I'm notifying the Muppet authorities, so you know.
I have a feeling that those two little Muppet police thing are going to come and arrest me.
I think they might.
And I'm hoping they will, because I will have this on my iPod in perpetuity. So I don't know if this is a song covered by BMI or ASCAP or Soundstation, which is Sony or whatever. Or who I don't know who covers this. I don't know whose library it's in or what they call it, catalog. Whose catalog it's in.
Yeah.
But you know what? You didn't make it available. And I tried to do it legally and couldn't. And you know what? So I'm not going to do it legally. I'm going to listen to that song illegally from now on, whenever I want, on my iPod.
Okay.
Period. That's it.
All right.
That's my whole statement. I'm going to listen to that song illegally from now on. It's their fault.
Well, I wonder why they would.
They made a really catchy, addictive, wonderful little tune that obviously everybody hates.
Yeah.
Completely. And they
Nathan
made it illegal.
Nathan loves it.
Oh. Okay. But, I'll take it. I'll take it off my iPod then. I'm just kidding, Nathan.
It's not a show tune. I'm shocked he likes it.
I should add, I saw that when it came out originally.
Oh, I'm sure. I did too. Yeah. But no, I am definitely not going to license or register or whatever that song, and it's going to be on my iPod forever. So I'm going to be a lawbreaker like everybody else.
And we're
going
to listen to it on a continuous loop when we go on road trips until
yes.
I throw you out of the car?
Pretty much.
Okay, excellent.
Yes. The entire way to wherever our destination is.
And Tanya says you are such an outlaw, Doug.
Well, I hope we don't get tagged for this.
I hope not, too, but you know what? I think I picked a pretty mundane song to make my stand with.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I pulled out one of the Beatles songs or anything like that. Which, you know, Beatles, though, unfortunately I own some Beatles albums, so I can, you know, can rip them and stuff. It's my license. But
yeah.
But I don't have a license for that song. I do not. So, sorry, I'm going to break the law, and that's going to be it. And arrest me. Go ahead.
Kermit's
do it.
Here.
Kermit's going to call me tomorrow. I'm
What's
sure.
the number to call in, Bonnie?
605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Feel free to drop us a line.
Yes. And when you're on the line, you can always press 1-1 and raise your hand, and then our friendly operators will notify us, and we can bring you on.
Yeah.
That's if you want to talk. Or you could just feel free to listen on that line. We've got plenty of lines.
Yeah.
I want you to listen on that line, too. You know, another thing that we can talk about, because we just talked about, you know, how independent music, well, one of the corollaries of that particular diatribe is that independent music is fighting. I mean, they're fighting for eyeballs and ears. They want people to, you know, to see and hear and experience their music, independent
right.
musicians. And they're begging. I mean, I see it on the Satan Space all the time, you know. We just put up 3 new songs. Go and listen to our webpage, which means you have to go to the Satan Space page and sit there on it for 9-10 minutes. And
yeah.
And I just don't have that much time to sit there. But I can listen to usually one new song. And so they want ears. They want ears. They want minds. They want eyes. They want people to experience their music. And this is an example of music that, you know, evidently they don't want people to experience ever again because they're not licensing it. But independent music has its own things going on, right? Independent movies, a very similar thing. Independent movies are sometimes really difficult to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And even more difficult to see.
I agree on that.
And fortunately for us, there are some really interesting paranormal independent movies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because that happens to be our genre,
mm-hmm.
is paranormal stuff. And these paranormal independent movies are being collected in one paranormal independent movie marathon kind of thing.
In the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
In Decatur, Illinois. On March 1st. Yeah. I didn't know who was going to say that.
Yeah, we went with it. It worked.
All right.
Compliments of the American Ghost Society.
Where'd that voice come from?
Wow. Is our legal team, like, backing us up to make sure we say everything?
Kevin! I know Kevin was here in my headphones. Kevin is our legal team now. Yeah. I don't know if you've been reading the Satan Face, but Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's the weekend of March 1st, 2008, the Dead of Winter Film Festival, like you guys mentioned. A lot of great films are going to be there. We've talked about it in the past a little bit, and we're going to be there full force. American Ghost Watchers is going to be getting, isn't that the last film of the day, I think, or something like that?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What was it? It was like $10 or something to see six movies.
Yes.
What an insane, incredible price. You cannot do that anywhere else. And plus, you would be with other people interested in the paranormal, because who goes to Dead of Winter events?
What's that?
Nobody has an answer?
We do.
Paranormal enthusiasts. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Paranormal enthusiasts.
I know it's quiz time here.
Ghost hunting groups, you know, folks who's read, obviously, Troy Taylor's book.
I thought that was the time for us to throw out, like, our usual hookers, drug addicts, things of that
Yeah, you
nature.
Guys totally missed that one.
There's no snowdrift big enough to stop us.
Right, right. We
yeah,
will,
even when I fall in
we
it.
We will launch over any snowdrift to get there. And it's a paranormal movie festival. It's going to be incredible, and it's all independent movies, and there'll be some vendors, so you can even buy some if you like them, or you can watch them and think, oh, glad it was only $2 or whatever. Yeah, but I don't know, because that's the thing. It's independent movies. People have put their hearts, their money, their soul into this stuff, right? And it's $10 for the entire film festival, March 1st, and we're going to be there, Decatur, Illinois. March 1st, Haunted Film Festival. Let's do it. I mean, let's go. Let's descend upon Decatur, the middle of winter. Well, toward the end of winter, actually, I guess, you know, and experience this stuff together. What are other people doing? They're putting together these films.
Yeah,
I think it's exciting.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Let's take a break though, real quick here.
You look shot, like I just beat you up or something.
I'm getting more and more tired as we go along, I think.
All right,
it's all right. So let's take a quick break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm gonna dance to Manamana.
Manamana.
And I'm going to kill him.
To Darker Side of the Moon, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Sunday at Park City, Utah.
And France.
New York City!
What do all these places have in common, Gooseman?
Well, I don't know, Demon Hunter.
They are the homes of some of the best-known film festivals in the world.
But wait, now you can join authors Troy Taylor and Luke Malborski from the American Ghost Society in the first-ever Dead of Winter Film Festival in Decatur, Illinois.
March 1st, 2008. Come and experience the best independent films on ghosts, hauntings, and the supernatural.
Prices start at $10 for general admission, with all access passes for $75.
Get the first look at these new films. Join in the investigation of the Haunted Lincoln Theater and meet the filmmakers.
Not to mention the Ghostly Talk radio crew and the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
For reservations, go to www.prairieghosts.com/winter.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Hey guys, be sure to be there March 1st at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Don't miss the chance to say, I was there for the first Dead of Winter Film Festival.
I can be a gambling man.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Do you believe in things that go bump in the night? Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info.
Whether you're an amateur or a professional paranormal investigator, the Night Watchers want you to investigate some of the country's most haunted places.
The Night Watchers want you.
Already in a group? Perfect. Groups are welcome. Join today at nightwatchers.info.
Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. The future of paranormal investigation.
I don't know. Say Menomina again.
I think we can do without that.
That'll drive everybody insane.
Phone lines are open. Do you want to call in? Feel free. Bonnie, what's that information?
The number is 605-475-8590. When asked for the special conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Very good.
Yes.
Did you have anything else?
No, I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm happy that I got to talk about, you know, the unavailability of some songs on, you know, through legal methods online. And I'm happy that I got to talk about how independent artists are just practically begging to get their songs heard and get ears for their songs and, uh-huh. and move people with their art. And then we, of course, that led directly into movies and our one of our upcoming events that we're going to be at, well, not our event, but, yeah. you know, Troy's event. And by the way, that particular thing, Dead of Winter Film Festival,
yeah.
everybody's invited. I mean, anybody who has $10 can go there
yeah, yeah.
And go to the event and fill the Haunted Lincoln Theater. And, I mean, let's do it. Let's fill that theater.
And while we're in a lull, I just want to say, for the record, the phone line that I keep giving you the number for all night long, you can also stay on the line after Ghostly Talk and listen to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show live on your cell phones.
That's true.
Yeah, we're sharing the line now.
Yes.
And we screwed it up real good for him last week, from what I understand.
Oops.
I had to apologize this week about that. Nah, that was our mistake. Sorry about that.
But that was funny. So, I'm glad I got to talk about all that.
Tom, what are you?
I'm just going to give a shout out to Nathan because I know he's out there right now.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, really?
So, what's been on your mind lately, Scott L?
Nothing. Not as much as you, obviously.
I know. I get upset about that group that closed Whispers Down.
Yeah.
or that directly caused Whispers to close down. I got upset about, you know, copyrights and how frustrating it is because you just simply cannot get a legal copy of that song. And there's other songs, too, that you can't get a legal copy of. But... Uh-huh. Online, but that's it's just it shows how frustrating
yeah.
everything is. And this being, you know, leading up to an election, it's an election year next year, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's all definitely try and vote the way that we need to in order to get all that junk fixed.
Okay.
Because I'm sick of it. I am. I'm sick of it.
We do have a guest in the studio tonight. We'll put him on the spot.
Sure.
That's always fun.
Go for it.
Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You've been kind of sitting back here chilling out with us tonight. You've been out here at the winery all weekend, just kind of hanging out with me and Amber and everybody. I know you've been out doing. You've been doing. So, well, we haven't really talked too much about second impressions lately, as far as doing research there. We haven't had time to really get back there and do some work.
Right.
Which I know we got to get back in there pretty soon. Did we talk about that? I don't know if we talked about that on the show or not. We were talking about the shoes moving and stuff like that around.
Right.
Did we have you on the phone for that or
yes,
something?
Yes, you did. There is something new happening now.
Is there?
There's a clock upstairs. It's a pendulum clock. And what's been happening is it keeps going back to 8 o'clock. And so last weekend I went there and I pulled the battery out of it. So it cannot move by itself. And it's been reported to me in the past week that it has moved 3 minutes ahead and 3 minutes behind, and then it ends up back at 8 o'clock again. So we're trying to figure out what the significance of the 8 o'clock thing is now. So, interesting, huh?
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I know it. So, you know, Linda's very excited about it.
Do you think it means 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.?
We don't know. That's, you know, we may have to go back in there and do some more work.
Evidently.
And yeah. What time did you say you said you pulled the batteries out of it, right?
I pulled the battery, and I left it at 8 o'clock. And a few times that Linda's been in there and other staff, and they've noticed it's either been ahead of time, you know, like 3 minutes before 8 or 3 minutes after.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way for it to move.
Yeah,
there's
right.
No battery in it.
No power.
And I've tried jiggling it. I've shook it. I've tried things to make it move, and it doesn't move. And we've checked with the cleaning staff. Nobody touches it. So that's what's going on right now.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I know.
So are we going to camera that thing
that's
up and
the plan.
Excellent.
Get a time lapse on it and just, you know, just keep an eye on it. I have some new equipment available to me now.
Excellent.
Courtesy of NASA.
No, courtesy of where I work. They got rid of one of these security monitors that can monitor 6 cameras at one time. And
oh, really? A multiplexer?
They said I can have it to use it for whatever I want.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I know where yet we need to get back in there. Things have been kind of. You think the time we had off here of traveling we'd be relaxing, but no, it's the opposite of that.
No, schedule has gotten even more hectic.
Yeah, and I want to get it back in there and do some more work one of these weekends pretty soon, maybe even next weekend. What do you guys got going on next weekend, Tom? Let's make plans around the year. That sounds cool.
Trying to think, what is next weekend?
Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know what?
So, sorry, nothing can happen.
I can do Saturday night. How about you?
I can check with the boss, and she'll let me
know.
Yeah,
check with the boss and see what she says.
She is listening right now. So
is
I'm
she?
Sure, yeah, I'll talk to her after the show.
Yeah, you know what? Well, you know, yeah, I'm not trying. Sorry, I'm doing this on the air. We'll see. Let's find out.
I'm
maybe
sure
we'll go out
be
there.
More than up for it.
Because we need to get out. I want to go out and get some work done. We're going to be. That's going to be something I want to get. I want to get back in there and do some more work. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. Also,
we can probably do the dinner again, like we do. And
no, we can't do that because I get all tired because I eat all this food and then I get all fat eyed because I'm tired and stuff, right? And I can't do anything. We just got to go in there like cold and do it. You know what I'm saying? I think we should try that and then eat afterwards or something.
Or just do it the next day or...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just get really drunk. Whatever you want. I shouldn't say that, should I?
Not before an investigation.
Of course not. No,
yeah.
Never.
No.
I want to try going cold, actually.
Okay.
Just go in there cold. Like, you know, just go in there and just do a bunch of work, and then we can probably go eat or something like that afterwards. That sounds cool. I've been wanting to get in there for a while and do some
more
work.
We don't have to be there, you know, late at night. This is happening any time during the day, too, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way. We'll figure it out, though. That sounds cool. So that's the update on that.
Yeah,
thing.
If you just set up the camera on the clock and then go back 12, 15 hours later and check it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely something we'll keep you guys posted.
I, of course, am unable to be there this upcoming weekend.
Well, you're going
to
be in, yeah. Well, even if we do it next weekend.
Right.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen.
Following weekend is the MFPS thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the following weekend is the party.
Yes.
And then I think I have a weekend off, and then comes the Paranormal Film Festival.
Yeah.
It's independent film.
That's pretty
film
much
festival.
The start of...
And then it begins.
That's pretty much the start of our touring season again, too. We got somebody who's calling in here. Do we want to take this call?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take it.
All right, call from the 717 area code. Hopefully you're going to be here. Yeah. Call from 717, are you there?
Yep.
We're here.
Hi, Tanya and Andy.
Oh, hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Bonnie.
How you doing?
Tanya, hey.
Oh, hey, I have a question for you guys. First of all, hi. Uh-huh. And then also,
hi.
You guys, have you been, like, have you driven through Gettysburg, because you're in that area, have you driven through Gettysburg and seen any unicorns?
That was the night, for that matter. Yeah. Uh-huh. We had been drinking a bit before, but, you know.
You know, unicorn hunt planned for sometime in June.
I know. I heard about it. I'm
really
so
excited about it.
I'm so excited about this.
A unicorn hunt.
Yes.
The plan is to have a unicorn rodeo after we catch a few.
Ooh, that'd be great. Is that backed by Dee Dee and her evil posse?
Yes, I think she's behind it.
Boy, this is like inside jokes galore here.
I thought she might be.
It's Andy and Tanya Kaiser, obviously, on the line, makers of American Ghost Watchers.
Yes. And the other side.
And the other
the
side,
ghost.
Yeah. We've been having a lot of fun with these folks.
And check
while
them
here.
Out at ExperoProductions.com.
God, Bonnie, all right. Wow. You guys, you know, we were talking about that earlier, Andy, that email you sent Doug and I about the article on Gettysburg there concerning, the whole, you know, the hard-on they got for ghost hunters apparently now in the town of Gettysburg. You guys live, like, what? I mean, you're not 20 minutes away from there now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm wondering, you know, while I got you on the line, I'm wondering, like, if you guys, you know, you have the first-hand experience with this kind of stuff. You're right down there. Are you seeing any type of things down there? Are people, like, posting stuff? I'm just wondering if it's really getting ugly like that down there as far as having... What's that?
I don't see anyone, like, posting anything, and I think the main kick right now is to try to keep, like, organized ghost investigations off the battlefield, like, you know, things connected with conferences and organized groups that are being led out there. But the frightening thing is it could be only a matter of time before they you know, ban anyone who wants to go out there and kind of ghost. And I think it would be really hard to do that. How do you tell people not to?
Well, yeah, and I mean, how do you tell what they're doing? How do you tell what they're
exactly.
doing?
Well, yeah. Do you think the G4th idea, whatever that is a good idea?
I suspect that the superintendent of the Gettysburg National Park will get extra pissed off when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought, but I, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's a good idea, I think, but as long as they don't push the envelope too much, it could make people more determined not to let ghost hunters out there.
Well, again, how do you? What are you doing out? What are you doing out here? You have a camera. Are you ghost hunting? No,
yeah.
I'm just taking pictures of some of the monuments. What's ghost hunting? I mean, it could be somebody who has no idea what ghost hunting is.
Yeah, and they're wearing their ghost hunter t-shirt. I think they're really cool.
Well,
I have no idea what ghost hunting is.
Ghost hunting? What is that? What are you talking about?
Yes, I'm with D-I-P-S. I don't know what it is.
Dips.
Better than N-I-P-S.
No,
that would be hilarious.
In all seriousness, somebody could just be, I mean, how are they going to patrol something like this? Everybody's out. Go ahead, Tanya.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think what they're protesting against is organized activities on the battlefield rather than, you know, just Joe Schmo out there with his camera.
Okay, all right.
They don't want big groups coming in and...
They're going to hate it when Ghostly Talk comes to town.
Well, what?
Well, we're not very organized unless it's in the spreadsheet.
No, but we're always in a big group.
Well, we are, yes.
Sadly, what I think is what they've done is they've begun associating ghost hunters with druggies and alcoholics and people who go out there and might do something that has a real negative impact upon the battlefield.
Oh, you mean like the jackass that jumped off the top of Devil's Den last year?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but he wasn't a ghost hunter. He was just an idiot.
Yeah, I was just an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he really had anything to do with it. He just happened to be there while we were there. Ghost hunting.
Actually, he provided quite a bit of entertainment.
I thought it was pretty
hunter.
Funny. I knew he was going to break a bone.
He almost actually
thing.
Provided a ghost.
yeah.
I mean, the guy
had the
video
camera out. I mean,
he was that much of an idiot. Oh yeah, we had our cameras out. Yeah.
Yeah. There was people. There was several people going, "Don't do it. You're going to hurt yourself." And I'm like, "Shut up, man. This is going to be great." if you're going to be that dumb, I mean, why should I go there and try to play intervention with you?
He's like, "I want you to capture this in sepia tones." Okay, this is gonna be good.
I don't understand. I mean, yeah, I guess I, well, I sort of see it nowadays, but, you know, like 5-6 years ago, ghost hunters, I always thought people that were doing this sort of thing, it was more just geeks.
Yeah.
You know, people that didn't really party at all, you know? I mean, it wasn't much of a, you know, people that didn't really do any of that stuff, didn't do any drugs or drink or anything like that. But I'm wondering where this whole idea of ghost hunting or people who are doing this.
I think kids and even, I guess, simple-minded adults, such as those
well,
that ruined it for us
Whispers.
At Whispers.
Yeah.
But I think that people have gone in, and probably when they're caught in the park after dark, they say, well, we're just ghost hunters, whether they are or not. Just like you remember the Felt Mansion.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a bunch of people broke in the... Oh, you know. Yeah. You're
right there. That's yeah.
And there was these people, they took an underaged kid, and they took booze and a boom box, which, of course, is obviously in my ghost hunting kit, to
yeah.
the Felt Mansion, broke into the place, didn't know that it had a silent alarm, which was awesome.
We gonna break into the Felt Mansion!
And they broke into the mansion, and then they And then they told the cops.
Yeah.
They told the cops that they were. I can't go on.
No. I'll finish your sentence for you. Yeah, they come in there with a boombox, a case of beer, a bunch of hookers, and a bunch of needles, and
underage kids.
Underage kids. I mean, pretty much every place you can think of.
Right.
And the cops go, "What are you doing? We read this thing on the air like
yes,
years ago.
Yeah.
What did they say? I forgot.
It was something like we heard that the place was haunted and we wanted to check it out or something. It was something you know
ridiculous
related.
No, we weren't partying.
We weren't partying. No.
So yeah. I guess it's stories like that that get out that you know that's what's kind of giving people this idea, Andy.
I don't even think it's necessarily you know definitely coming from stories related to paranormal investigators. I think it's just they see paranormal investigators as a nuisance, like those types of people. And yeah, granted, some of the ones out there are just out there for the good time, and they're going to do that kind of stuff. But yeah, you and I know, we all know that the really serious ones aren't going to be out there damaging monuments and doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Absolutely not.
And most of them appreciate history,
yeah.
or some element of history. So it's kind of a shame that this is happening.
I think the majority of the community, the people that are out there doing that, they really do have a deep respect for a lot of these places. For like you said, Andy, the physical place, the monuments, and the history for the place. And unfortunately, like any practice, anything that's going on out there, there's always going to be a few people that get involved that make it look bad. That's just what happens, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Professional ghost hunters always know. You always do the partying at the convention center, not at the...
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Just watch Ghostly Talk. We'll teach you how to do it.
Well, there's a time... Again, there's a time and a place for it, right? There is a time and a place for it. Got a convention?
Right. For example...
We're not doing any ghost hunting there.
And you know
fraternizing.
What?
We're hanging out.
And when you're at the convention, they'll tell you where to be. Because if you're standing outside the hotel... And you're partying for 3 hours, then they'll come out and they'll be, hey, can you guys move it in, like go to a room or something? And so you do, you know, they'll even help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
if you're partying in the right spot, they'll help you party in the right spot.
Exactly.
But if you totally have a blatant disregard for anybody, then of course, you know, partying on the battlefields or wherever is what you're going to choose to do, and you're going to give us a black eye,
yeah,
but I meant a bad name.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And but I think the point still is just that, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with even being professional. It's just being an adult. There's a time and a place
right.
for certain things. And, you know, partying and all this stuff, there's no place for that when you're out investigating these places, especially a place like Gettysburg. I could never fathom that. It's ridiculous, you know.
There's people who think we party everywhere, though. So
fine, whatever. I don't really care. I'm gonna, you know, whatever. Don't even get me started on this, because I'm full of vinegar, pee and vinegar anyway.
Yeah.
I was trying to censor myself, but it didn't work right.
No, it didn't work.
But no, I mean, whatever. What was the break yet?
He's usually full of Tangeray.
Yes, exactly.
Here's a good example last night. Like last night, it was a party. I was at a party, right? And I think now.
So you didn't break into ghost hunting while you were
No, I didn't leave my camera out.
I don't blame you.
I went to a party and ghost hunting broke out.
Thank you. Didn't happen.
We drank. We had a good time. We went to Telly's. We passed out. That's what you do when you party, stuff like that. So
you passed out.
Yeah. You drove the car.
That's right.
God. Yeah. I thank you again, Tom. So, yeah, there's just a time and a place for everything. It's about being an adult, common sense, and this just ties into everything we've talked about for the last 2 hours.
Right.
I mean, really, it's about all that. Figure it out, people. I guess just figure it out. I don't know what's so difficult about that.
What's coming up next for Spiro Productions?
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
The American Ghost Watchers.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that. I heard about it a little bit. Someone was talking about it on the online. And it sounds funny.
I
hope it'll be funny.
I think it'll be hysterical from what I've read.
Everybody's just snickering right now like a bunch of...
Well, that's because you know what's going on in our heads.
Because, okay, first of all, Tanya just sent me a rough outline of the scene, so
yeah.
I've seen more than you guys have seen, and it's hysterical. And you, this time, cannot say that the script was crap.
I never said the script was crap.
wait, I beg to defer. Hold on.
Go ahead. I mean, it was just the wrong choice of words. I didn't mean for it. God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why am I still defending myself on this? It's like we're like 6 months.
It's because we love you,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I'm very excited for the new. It's added like a lot of extra dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally find Antinko hilarious, which is a new character in the film. And
when are the little action figures going to come out pretty soon?
They'll be out like right after the movie takes off.
And I swear to God, Andy and Tanya, if I go to one more conference or paranormal event and somebody comes by me with one of those Radio Star T-shirts on, I'm going to lose my mind.
I almost wore mine.
We know nothing about that.
I'm sure you don't.
About it at all.
I don't know why you're pointing the finger at us.
You know, and that's really, you know, that's even, you. They didn't see that, did they?
What?
I'm sitting here pointing my finger.
Yeah,
actually.
I
was pointing my finger physically.
Yeah,
Tanya.
At the computer monitor. Computer monitor.
Dude, I'm the only one hungover here.
I can't believe it.
I'm fine.
We're looking forward to going back to work with you guys, Andy and Tanya. We're looking forward to doing it again. It'd be a lot of fun.
Tangeray, that's all I have to say.
Shut up.
No, vodka.
Vodka.
We need some vodka.
That is going to hell. Straight to hell.
For Antico.
Antico.
Tinky and Bonnie are going to have some vodka.
Pino Grigio.
Yeah, but what's all this that's going on with you, Bonnie?
I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I seem to have multiple personalities and things, and now it appears as if Dr. Dawn's nemesis has a thing for me. I don't know what's going on. It's crazy.
What a psychodrama.
I know. This is like... And these are the days of AGW's life.
There you go. Exactly.
I think I found a theme song.
I really think we should go to break.
That's a good idea.
We should do that. Andy, Tanya, stay on the line. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I don't even know how to...
Well, they can't do anything. All you got to do is mute them.
I'm not going to mute. I don't want to do anything anymore.
All right, we're almost done.
All right, we only got one more hour. I want to try John Zappas.
Johnny Z, Big Papa Z, coming up next.
He's been making the round.
Is he?
We're not going.
Oh, you want to go to break now? You want to go to break now?
We just melted down.
That was the end.
Oh, that was the end? Oh, yeah. I didn't get the cue. I didn't get a memo. I didn't get an email or anything.
It wasn't in the spreadsheet.
That's a spreadsheet,
It says going for 237. I don't know why we're doing this. Just take us to break. Really, really.